Good afternoon, Exotixpert. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Brock. It's Jess Webster calling. I have a very odd question.
I'll try and answer. Yep.
I've seen you before with one of my little birds, but I've got 24 cockatiels in my aviary, and they're already this year acting like teenagers on spring break at Tijuana. And I just...
Oh, no.
Yeah, like last year was just like this little hippie commune going up, and I just want to know, are there things that I can be doing to discourage this that I should really be doing?
Are they mating at all? Or nesting?
Oh, yeah,
or?
It started already. There's no nest. There's absolutely nothing for them to, you know, get into.
But has there been any eggs laid?
There hasn't, but I've noticed that three of the hens are looking like they probably will in the next day or so.
Okay. And so are they nesting anywhere?
No, there's no nesting. This is how I started last year. It's just they get laid in the corner on the concrete floor and, yeah.
Yeah. In the corner of the cage, there's nothing that makes it, like, dark and or anything like that?
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay. Look, I guess that's the hardest thing. I mean, it's probably, you know, we consider it normal for them to do it. But,
yeah, if there was, like, 130 eggs laid last year, and I'm not really up for another.
No, definitely not. No,
okay,
definitely not. Well, that's it. Like, I guess, were they mostly on pellets, from memory? They eat pellets rather than seed?
They have pellets, but they also get peas, corn, and, like, leafy greens.
Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Well, that's it. I mean, like, we can only do so much, like, no nesting sites, low-calorie diet, you know. I think, you know, birds will just be birds, I think, at that point. But, you know, there's probably not really much else we could do unless, you know, like, even separating them. I'm sure they'd probably still hear each other and want to do it or lay eggs. Have you ever placed the eggs, or do you boil them, or what do you do there with the eggs?
Last year I pierced them all, and I still ended up with 8 chicks.
Thank goodness.
So I'm going to actually put them in the microwave this year when they're laid, because last year obviously I pierced them all, but I didn't want to take them away because I didn't want to encourage more egg laying.
Feel free to just boil them up like you would with an egg as well, and then they can just go straight back.
Okay.
You can just buy fake eggs online as well.
Okay.
But I don't know how much more you can do if there's nothing for them to nest on. They're just going to choose to do weird spots and that, but you know, and I think even separating them, you know, you'll probably find some of the girls might lay as well, but that might be something we have to do. But, you know, usually they get pretty upset by that too. So, probably not, unfortunately. But otherwise, we can give them all hormone medication, but, you know, how many girls do you have? Probably like half of them?
All right, okay. Would you think... Like, I obviously change out the branches and everything pretty regularly, but, like, I tend to hang them up back where the other ones were. Do you think it would help, like, if I just made it really unrecognisable or anything?
I think anything's...
Started already.
Just trying. Okay. But, usually, like, you know, I think we, you know, everything sounds like all we can do. You know, I think they're just going to be... That's it. You know, spring break, I guess, is probably a good way to...
It's
probably not much you can do, I guess, but, yeah, you know, you've got the diet right. There's no spots for them. They're just going to choose to do it, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
No worries, Jess. All right. Well, take care. We'll see you another time.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.